o'clock. It's 7 o'clock. Both Microsoft and Verizon say it is, so it must be. Why don't we call the meeting to order? Let's do the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you. This is the November 15th, 2021 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton County of Hunterdon and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Higgins and Malay are absent.
Oh, yeah, that was like a preemptive.
Preemptive strike, baby.
I don't care for either guy.
I was just looking to see who do I have to be prepared for.
Yeah, we're back.
Ms. Butcher?
Present.
Mr. Glaser?
Present.
Mr. Higgins? Ms. Johnson?
Present.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Malay? Mr. Shike?
Here.
And Mr. Sime?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
You went to bed late last night, huh?
I know. I'm still used to the old one line when we had a truce.
Yep, I know.
Okay, we have a few meeting minutes, everybody, here, so bear with us. We've got three. The first one is July 26, 2021. You see the eligible members on there. This was, as the others, previously distributed by Denise. If there are any questions or comments or concerns, feel free to mention them. If not, is there a motion to approve the July 26, 2021 minutes?
I'll first.
I'll second.
No corrections?
What's that? No, it's wow.
Don't ask.
I know, right? Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins? Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Sime?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Wow, that was almost a first.
Yeah.
Sue, do you have your glasses on? Or?
That's why I was looking at Sue. She was looking down. I'm like, really?
Jerk.
Oh.
Didn't have any.
All right. The next one are September 20th, 2021. Same spiel. Anybody have any questions or comments or? Is there a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
Mr. Lazarus, on the 2021, are you eligible?
I am eligible for that one. I'm not eligible for the next one.
You are?
I'm sorry. I'm the wrong one. Sorry. My bad.
Yes. 2020.
I'll motion instead of seconding.
Okay. So sorry. One. Is there a second on that crowd there?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Shipe?
Yes.
And Mr. Sime?
Yes.
What about Ms. Johnson?
She's
eligible, according to this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. Ms. Johnson.
Thank you. And October 4th, 2021. Only a few of you eligible. I am not. So is there any, same thing, any comments or changes on this one? Oh, my gosh, it's the trifecta.
I wasn't here for that one, so.
Second.
I'm sorry, who was the motion?
Glazer.
Glazer?
That's what I whispered in her ear. I said she wasn't here for that last one.
You could write anything down.
And then what is second?
Mr.
Who was second? I'm sorry.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Thank you. Come on, you got to have a little fun. It's minutes for the... What other board has such fun with minutes?
What board has fun taking attendance?
I can't top that.
None of my other boards do that, by the way.
All right, no resolutions, but we do have a public hearing tonight. This is the Gray Rock Road area in need of redevelopment study. 1545 Route 22 East, 2 Gray Rock Road, Block 7701, Slot 232. I will let Mr. Drill, if he needs to add any more, or Mr. Burgess, our planner, comment on what we're
So this
doing.
Is a this is the hearing that the planning board is statutorily required to hold after the governing body directs it to engage in a preliminary investigation of whether a particular area is an area in need of redevelopment. The governing body here specified that this area to look into would be a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. And then the planning board appointed its regular planner, Tom Behrens, to conduct the study. This is a strange notice. It's not an MLUL notice. It's a notice under the local redevelopment law, which requires that the notice be published 2 consecutive weeks in the paper, with the last notice 10 days before. And Denise and I coordinated, and the notice, Denise did a great job. Notice requirements have been met. So at this hearing, usually the planning board hears testimony under oath by the person who prepared the plan, which in this case is Tom Behrens. So I'll swear him in. And after he gives his testimony, board members, when you have a regular hearing on an application, question him. Any members of the public can question him. And then any members of the public can testify, give any information they want to the board. And in this case, it's also a strange one. If you're doing an application for development, right, and someone sends a letter in, what do I say? You can't consider the letter, because not because it's hearsay, but because you need the author to be able to be cross-examined. Here in the local government, the local redevelopment law, if someone sends a letter in, you have to actually read the letter, make it part of the record. Now, have we gotten any letters?
We have not.
That's great. So all we are going to have is Mr. Behrens testify, and then any members of the public question and testify themselves. So, Tom, can you raise your right hand? You swear or affirm the testimony you're going to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I did.
Okay. So for the record, even though we state your name and address.
Yes, Tom Behrens, planner with Burgess Associates, located at 25 Westwood Avenue, Westwood, New Jersey. We are the township and board planner.
Okay. So take it away.
All right. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. So the board, as you're aware, has before it the Gray Rock Road Area in Need of Redevelopment Study prepared by our office dated October 27, 2021. And the report essentially analyzes the extent to which the site meets the criteria in accordance with the local redevelopment and housing law to be designated as an area in need of redevelopment. This redevelopment process was initiated by the Township Council on July 14th of this year. At their public meeting on that date, they authorized the planning board to conduct this redevelopment study, and this board then directed Burgess Associates to look at the site. As John noted, it is important to reiterate that this report was prepared under a non-condemnation proceeding. That means the township cannot use the eminent domain powers that are otherwise authorized by the local redevelopment and housing law. The township does have at its disposal all of the remaining redevelopment powers, which include the adoption of a redevelopment plan, essentially to create new zoning for the site, to issue bonds for the purpose of redevelopment, to lease or convey property, to collect revenue from a selected developer, and or grant tax exemption and or abatements, otherwise known as pilots or payment in lieu of tax.
But that's program. If the planning board recommends that the area is an area in need of redevelopment, and that's if the governing
right.
body then
makes
the
designation.
By resolution makes right. the designation. That's, so your purpose is not to determine whether or not this is an area in need of redevelopment because you can do those things.
Right.
He's yeah. just telling you.
Hypothetically, those are the powers. Yeah.
But what are they supposed to do tonight?
Well, getting there, but okay. so tonight, I'll get to that.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So anyway, the township has all those powers at its disposal, and of course, as the board is well aware, the LRHL or the New Jersey's redevelopment process is primarily to give the municipalities the tool to assist properties that would otherwise not develop with just private capital alone. So that's the purpose of the process. As Mr. Drill stated, where we are in the process, the planning board can make a recommendation as to whether or not none, some, or all of the site should be designated as an area in need of redevelopment in accordance with the LRHL criteria. At the next council meeting, the council can then decide whether or not to designate all or a portion of the site as an area in need of redevelopment. And if they do designate it as an area in need of redevelopment, they can then authorize the preparation of a redevelopment plan, which they can undertake themselves or refer back to the planning board. So to give a little bit of an overview about the study area, and we have a map up there giving an overview of where it is. It consists of three parcels identified as blocks 77.01, lots 2, 3, and 4.
Can you just go up there and point to the three different
yes.
lots?
And, Tom, the handheld mic is not working, so
if
you want to grab one of those or bring it with you.
Okay.
Those are a little better than these.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, so the site is identified in red on this map prepared by our office. It consists of three parcels that have recently been rezoned as the AH-10 zone. The site is generally bound by Finagle's restaurant to the north, Old Highway 22 to the east, Center Street to the south, and Gray Rock Road to the west. It consists of blocks 7701, lots 2, 3, and 4. And if I could get back to my notes, I'll tell you a little bit more about those parcels.
I just wanted people to be able to see it. And what Tom was referring to up on that board is a blow-up of the same map that's in the Gray Rock Road area need a redevelopment study.
Page 6 has the zoning, and page 5 has another parcel map with the aerial image of the site and surrounding development. And so lot 2 is a 0.84 parcel, essentially developed with a dwelling that was constructed in 1955, which has since been converted for office use, but it's been vacant for a number of years. It has a single two-way driveway on Gray Rock Road that leads to a rear paved parking area, and there's also a small shed in the back. That's generally the extent of the site as developed. Then we move to lot 3, which is the southerly parcel. It's about 1.4 acres in size, and it's developed with two principal buildings. The more recently developed building fronts Gray Rock Road. It's a 2.5-story office building. It's got a paved parking area directly in front of that building with access on Gray Rock Road. Then there's an older building that fronts Center Street, which was constructed in about 1780. So it's quite older. Generally dilapidated, which we'll talk more about, and doesn't have any formal parking associated with it. The site is otherwise pretty much overgrown toward the center of the site and around the buildings. There's a depression toward the middle of the site and some, we'll call them topographic issues, and certainly some drainage problems. And finally, we have lot 4, which is located in the northeasterly portion of the redevelopment area, which is a 0.2-acre parcel. And it generally slopes down from Old Highway 22 to the west and pretty much serves as a buffer to the development on Lot 3. It's mostly undeveloped and wooded. There may be a portion of the parking area associated with Lot 3 that extends a bit onto Lot 4 itself. So going into a little bit further into the site, there are some images of the redevelopment area beginning on page 7. It shows the site, which exists at the intersection of, again, Old Highway 22 and Center Street. as well as the intersection of Center Street and Grey Rock Road. So it does have three frontages and is bound by those roadways to the east, the south, and the west. Moving on. Yes. Jumping ahead then to the statutory criteria. In our analysis of the nine local redevelopment and housing law statutory criteria, we have identified three that we believe the site generally meets. I won't read all nine of them because they're found in the report if you were interested. But the first one that we think the site meets is criteria A, which states the generality of buildings are substandard, unsafe, unsanitary, dilapidated, or obsolescent, or possess any of such characteristics, or are so lacking in light, air, or space as to be conducive to unwholesome living or working conditions. So we looked at each parcel individually to see the extent to which it met each criteria. And in this case, relative to criteria A, we found that the dwelling constructed in 1955 does exhibit substandard and obsolete conditions, which include the lack of ADA access, and generally acknowledges that it was developed as a dwelling and really isn't suitable for any other type of use at this point in time. Certainly not as it was formerly zoned within the OB2 office business zone and currently as it's zoned in the AH10 zone, which permits multifamily and townhouse development. We really believe it's a candidate for demolition at this point. Lot 3, again, is developed with two principal structures. One is that, we'll call it the newer office building that fronts Grey Rock Road. It's a 2.5-story vacant office building. It lacks ADA accessibility from the outside. It also appears to be dilapidated with respect to the building envelope, which includes the roof and the siding. It's certainly dated to the extent where it would probably be probably need to be gutted and updated quite considerably. And I say that though we haven't had access, to the interior of the building. What we do know about the building, and having visited the site on numerous occasions, that does appear to be the case. And certainly the building that was built in the 1700s, clearly has holes in the building envelope, is substandard and obsolete in many ways, and is definitely a candidate for demolition. And and Lot 4 does not have any buildings, so it by itself does not meet criteria A, but so long as some of the parcels meet the criteria, that by itself can mean that the whole redevelopment area satisfies it.
And that's under Section 3 of the local housing redevelopment law, correct?
Right. The second criteria that we believe the site meets is criteria D, which references the areas with buildings or improvements which, by reason of dilapidation, obsolescence, overcrowding, faulty arrangement or design, lack of ventilation, light and sanitary facilities, excessive land coverage, deleterious land use or obsolete layout, or any combination of these or other factors are detrimental to the safety, health, morals, or welfare of the community. Beginning with Lot 2, the dwelling that was constructed in 1955 certainly is obsolete at this point and exhibits faulty arrangement with respect to uses that would be permitted in either the former or the current zoning, again, the OB2 or the AH10 zoning. It's, again, not handicap accessible and is substandard for, I would say, most uses other than single-family development, but where the redevelopment area is situated in the community now at a crossroads of, several major roadways and highways, it's really not suitable for single-family development anymore. So from that perspective, it does exhibit faulty arrangement and obsolescence. We have the buildings on Lot 3, which certainly the older building developed in the 1700s presents itself as deleterious and detrimental to the public health and safety, as it looks like it might come down in a stiff wind or any day now. So, and the site itself is also not suitable to serve the buildings, even if they were habitable, being that there's only a single parking area that's directly in front of the office building on Grey Rock Road with space maybe for six cars or so. And there's otherwise a gravel driveway that extends from Old Highway 22 and traverses the site in an east-west orientation to Grey Rock Road. and but does not provide any other parking. And again, the site lacks, we'll call it modern stormwater management provisions and is generally overgrown. And lot four, again, is it's undeveloped, but it's has steep slope conditions, and it doesn't really render itself to be developed on its own and really serves as a buffer for the site from old Highway 22. So for those reasons.
With another Section 3
right.
can be included. Right,
right. Can also be included for that reason. And so, again, it's our position that the site also meets Criteria D. And finally, we move on to Criteria H, which relates to smart growth principles. We found that the site, the redevelopment area, would satisfy a number of smart growth principles, which include the provision of diverse housing options, a mix of land uses, which happen to be located in a central portion of the community, which is within walking distance to commercial uses, public bus transportation, and is about a mile or so from the Annandale train station. Development of the site would also constitute cluster development of an area that's already developed with a compact building design within an existing community zone, which is an objective of the Highlands Regional Master Plan. Mm-hmm. And this redevelopment study area is at a visible intersection of the township, which would help create a sense of place if it was developed appropriately. And we'll note that this redevelopment study is being conducted in a fair and open process in accordance with the LRHL, and there will be a number of subsequent public hearings until when and if a redevelopment plan is established for the site. So just to reiterate, it is our opinion that the site does meet criteria A, D, H at a minimum. As noted in the report, there were some other criteria where the site was, had some merit to it in terms of meeting the criteria, but wouldn't be able to render the site a redevelopment area by those criteria alone. That's our opinion. If the planning board has any questions, I'd be glad to entertain them. And again, at this point in the process, they're able to make a recommendation to the council as to whether or not none, some, or all of the site should be designated as an area in need of redevelopment.
Well, just to be clear about it, it's your opinion that the planning board should recommend that the study area be considered for designation as an area in need, a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment, correct?
Correct.
And it's also your opinion and recommendation that upon completion of the hearing, that someone make a motion to so do that and to direct me to draft up a resolution memorializing that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Any questions from anybody on the board?
I would just make a comment, if that's okay. I mean, Mr. Chair, I think you can speak to this as well. The site, as recently as 7 or 8 years ago, was so underutilized that it became the unofficial overflow lot for the park and ride, which kind of created the false sense that, like, oh, you drive by, there's a lot of cars in the lot. One of the businesses is booming, but really it was just it was commuters.
It was problematic, actually.
Right. I think that demand for the park and ride might have fallen off a little bit due to COVID. It might be going back up because of gas prices, but we'll see. But it just speaks to the sort of underutilization of the site. Now I think you would need a machete if you wanted to park there. But
it is quite dense. Yeah. And you actually brought up a great point, which I did have in my notes, but I glanced over. The fact that the site had, talking pre-COVID, that the site wasn't developed in this most recent development boom, and there was other interest in other areas of the township, but this is clearly a site that needs help, and that's right. What the redevelopment process affords. So
it seems like the right comment too from the community. I think that is a critical intersection that paves the way for the rest of Annandale Village, and it is definitely in need of redevelopment.
And sort of our border with the town of Clinton, the gateway.
Yep.
Right, certainly a gateway.
And I know at least one of those lots has been for sale for years, so it's
two of them.
It's not like it's not, to that point about the development wave that's come through, there hasn't been interest for whatever reason. So,
Are these lots privately owned? Who owns them?
Can you testify on personal knowledge? Okay.
Public record.
Well, they're not publicly owned.
No.
They're privately owned.
So two of the lots, I believe, were owned. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Lots two,
of the
two
lots
and four
were owned by Tom Yeager,
correct?
Who recently sold them to Rob Fernandez,
yes,
or an entity. And Mr. Fernandez happens to be sitting right there in the front. He's obviously interested in that. I'm not going to speak for Mr. Fernandez, but I have a feeling that knowing that the board was going to be considering this area as a potential area in need of redevelopment may have incentivized him to actually go ahead and buy them. Am I putting words in your mouth?
I think that's pretty accurate. I also wanted to be at the meeting just to see John. I always enjoy
his antics. He's famous.
No, that's exactly right.
Right. And the other piece of property was actually acquired, I think, in a sheriff's sale in like 1997, has been switching around entities over the course of time.
Can you weigh in on anything about
that? As far as I know, it's owned by a private entity. What happens with it ultimately remains
a public record that it was a sheriff's sale.
I think there's some litigation going on between the previous owner and the current owner.
Yeah, I believe that without mentioning any names, the previous owner lost a lot of lots for closure and contested it, lost at the federal district court level, went up to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals and lost, and at least as to the properties in Reddington that I'm more familiar with than this one here, it was said apparently at a status conference in another case in Reddington dealing with one of his lots that he was going to make a motion to have the Third Circuit hear it unbanked, which means the whole court. So he's not giving up. But he, at this point, he doesn't own that lot. Another entity does.
Correct.
And is it fair to say that that lot has been in disrepair for some time? I think there's been some citations from the township to that lot for it being overgrown and stuff like that. I don't know that as a fact. I've just heard.
I use the term in the report, deferred maintenance. It clearly hasn't been maintained for years, not just, you know, one summer. It hasn't been touched in a while.
Oh, it's been in disrepair.
That was being gentle.
I mean, the shame of it, if that's the lot I'm thinking about, I mean, that's a 1700s house.
It is.
Which everyone has been witnessing being demolition by neglect of that private sector owner. Okay. And in driving by it in the last couple of years, I'm not an expert, but it's pretty far gone. So
it would appear.
Yeah. Shame.
It's a shame that it was placed into an area of redevelopment earlier so that some portion of the edifice could have been saved, given the historic nature of the building.
To that point, is there any significance that this was, that building, in fact, is mentioned in the 1979 Huntington County Sites of Historic Interest? I don't think it's just mentioned. It's just like there, whatever.
Correct.
Okay. That's no significance to us, though, particularly.
In order to have any historic significance, it needs to be either on the state or national registers of historic places. No one's calling for any demolition. It's simply to, you know, for the designation. But
right.
So that issue can be reviewed further.
Okay. And that can be deferred to other authorities having jurisdiction, like the historic.
To the extent that they have jurisdiction.
Okay. Right. Gotcha.
We'll still have to go before the planning board.
Yep.
Ultimately, yes.
Right. So I have two things on the report, really minor things for you, Tom. The footer talks about the 2020 re-examination.
Yes,
that's what I whispered in his ear.
And then bottom of page 4, I think the south is not Old Highway 22, but Center Street and office development. So the bottom of page 4, there's
number 3. You are correct, yes.
I think it's a good report and kind of covers everything. I arguably could say Lot 2 might be in the best shape of all of them, but I concede your point that it's a 1955 house that became a commercial building that's been abandoned now for many years. And
for sale.
No interest in buying. No, so, yeah.
Can you make sure that you ask?
Well, I was going to, if you're all, anybody have comments from the board at this point? If not, the public has an opportunity to ask Mr. Behrens any questions
and to testify,
comment.
Give the board any information that you want.
That would be the time from the public.
Why don't you come on up to the table?
Sure.
And let's get you sworn in. If you want to make comments, raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that any comments or testimony you're going to give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And for the record, could you identify yourself?
Rob Fernandez, 25 Mountain View Boulevard, Basking Ridge, New Jersey.
Okay, and you are the...
I'm the owner of lots 2 and 4.
4.
it's currently owned by an LLC called Gray Rock Village.
But you're the managing member.
Correct. So yes, I identified this site as a potential for redevelopment. I've done a lot of redevelopment in the High Bridge, and I've also taken upon Annandale Village, which we all know has been very difficult for everybody, but we're getting very close to getting that settled, I'm hoping, within the next 2 weeks. That's another whole subject. But I identified this property as a place that I thought would be a great spot for redevelopment, and I've actually come up with some preliminary plans for a building already, which I've shared with a few people. And I'm hoping to move forward with it.
But put it this way. I assume that you agree that this property in this area is an area that should be determined to be an area in need of redevelopment. Am I correct?
Absolutely. There's no two ways about it. I mean, I think it's an eyesore for everybody. And, I think probably my property less so, because it's still, the grass is still mowed and the place is still standing. Yeah. But I hope it will spark some thoughts for the future for the neighboring property and just on the, as a great, gateway to the town. There's a lot of traffic that goes past there. And I've already spoken to some of the neighbors, and they're excited to see, something going on there. So I hope it'll work well for everybody. Anybody have any questions for me?
Yes. Are you able, you said about preliminary plans, are you able to share what you had in mind?
We shouldn't do that until this process is done, because I wouldn't want anyone to think that what his plans are had any influence in whether the board determines that this area qualifies for an area in need of redevelopment or not.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Anybody else? Thoughts? Questions?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the public? Nope. Okay. So we have the report. We have the recommendation. We have a pretty good discussion there on the site and the issues. And
if the board agrees, someone would make a motion to recommend to the governing body that this area be determined to be a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment for the reasons set forth in the study. And then I would do a memorializing resolution to that effect.
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Lazarus and Ms. Butcher. Roll call, please.
1 second. Okay, Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Tom.
That was right to the point.
Next up, we have vouchers. So Denise shared the vouchers. She can give you a little more insight, but there were quite a few of the vouchers in there from the Barons or from
Burgess,
who, and they were really town responsibility because they were for planning purposes or.
Yeah, anything that said the Clinton Housing Plan 2016.
So there's really only one in there of all those Burgess ones. There was one in there for $100 or $95 or something. So.
Well, no, there was one other one. The there are some bills for the plan, the area in need of redevelopment. There was some work on that, but those are current.
Okay.
It's a, Gray Rock Road area in need of redevelopment.
So which ones are, what are we approving, or what dollar ones are we approving?
So we're only, anytime I submit an invoice, we're only paying the, how can I put this? The total on the invoice, no previous balance.
Of course.
Okay? So because lots of times what happens with the previous balance, as in the case with a couple of these, it's by the time I receive an invoice, so Burgess does an invoice on October 18th. By the time they send it to me and I look at it, and by the time I get it in front of the board, if something was in arrears the day that they sent the invoice, this could be a month later.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, that invoice that they're showing as previous balance due was paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So which Burgess invoices are we approving tonight?
The Gray Rock Road area in need of redevelopment.
Okay, so that's for this, the preparation.
Right.
Correct. Ingerman.
Yep.
Right.
And Gray Rock rezoning, which is related.
Which is related.
Well.
Right. H10, which is the precursor to this.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But the housing plans or the other ones are not part of this, so whatever.
Correct. Yeah. And the housing plan that should be directed to the township.
Okay. So with that little clarification, and the other ones that were in there are all fine. I mean, I've reviewed them. As you see, I look at them. I'm okay. If anybody has any other questions or comments, if not, I'll make a motion if there's a second to approve those.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Shike. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Shike?
Yes.
And Mr. Sime?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. I guess all we have now are some reports. Do you want to do a council?
I will. Since the mayor's not here, I did the thing. We've actually had three council meetings since we last met as a planning board. The H10 zone that we talked about at our last meeting was actually approved. The ordinance was approved, so that zone was created. And I think that might have been October 13th. So, like, just a month ago. The township is restarting the green team and pursuing sustainable New Jersey. We're auctioning a small, I'll call it excess property, 10 Concord. Has a long, sordid history. The township that took possession is being auctioned. We did approve a revision to the Third Amendment of the housing agreement. Two main changes in that. John will correct me if I say this incorrectly. We're correcting the water allocation, I'll say.
Reverting to the proper one that was in the initial amended settlement agreement that Judge Miller approved after a fairness hearing in 2018 and a compliance hearing in 2018.
Right. And then we also, there's a minor modification for the density on the site we were talking about tonight at Gray Rock. It's going to 36 units. I think the ordinance we referred back to council was 34, so that will probably wind its way back here to approve that new density slightly higher. Other than that, there's another piece of excess property being sold, a 0.13 acre lot up on Round Top that was apparently obtained by the township in a tax sale like 40 years ago. It's undevelopable, so be offered to one of the neighbors. Sort of interesting. And then I would say today the good news was the state notified us that they have gotten the development rights on another farm in the township, the so-called Welper property up on Cokesbury Road, another 157 acres of farm. It's the farm, if you see Spruce Run School, the one sort of behind the school and go to Cokesbury, and then it extends all the way back
Valley, right?
To Blossom Hill. It's a nice piece of property.
You mean Round Valley School?
Round Valley, yeah. It's right by Round Valley, sort of behind it and up above. It's a nice piece of property. So that will increase the preserved farmland in the township to 1,128 acres. So it's a 16% increase. So
really?
I think it's a nice win for the township.
That's great.
Yeah, that's all I've got from council.
Good. Anything from the ordinance?
Can I ask you a question, though, for your council report?
Of course.
Tom asked me, and I said, I don't know, but you're the guy to ask. When do you think, if the planning board authorized me to draft up a resolution, it's going to be a shorty.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than wait for December 7 to formally memorialize it, I think, because we said that the board made the motion to make the recommendation based on Tom's report, I'll just have the resolution say that. So theoretically, if I did this tonight, for example, I'm not saying I will, but Kevin, in other words, could sign this by the end of the week. So when would the council like to take this up? Because they don't need a hearing, and it's not an ordinance. Right? The council would look at the planning board's recommendation, look at the report, and if they agree, they would just adopt the resolution. So when is the next?
As soon as possible. The mayor and I kind of talked about who's eager to get this passed tonight, so I think we just move this along.
When is the next council meeting?
The 9th?
Next week, right? Mm-hmm.
I think December 8th.
8th, oh, the 8th. I'm sorry.
Okay. And there's only one left this year, then? Or because
that's why we'd like to get it done.
Okay, yeah. We're going to push this, then. We're going to get you, I'll get you to sign by the end of the week, and then Denise can forward that over to.
Yep, and then it's in there.
It'll be one of the 8th.
Coordinate notice, whatever.
We're planning board on the 6th.
This is the notice. Done.
Right. Okay.
So it's good, theoretically, to do that week.
Does this vote include the motion?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Add a step and save like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like more.
Good.
Yeah, but we'd like to probably get it done at that meeting. And then what I'd like to, so you're in a subcommittee. I've been working on this. If I get my act together, I'm going to come back. And if we can, and I'm looking at John, I'd like to have a discussion, like a working session almost, on this administrative site plan waiver process. Mm-hmm. That's appropriate to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, I'll talk with Kevin when I have something. Either the 6th or maybe the 22nd, depending what else is on the agenda, if we have a meeting. But whatever, an upcoming meeting. Brian and I would like to move that ordinance along if we can. We think it's good for the township and good for the planning board.
That's interesting. So maybe Denise.
It would either be the 6th or the 20th.
The 6th or the 20th.
Are you looking? Do you think we'll have applications on those? Or?
I don't.
Okay, there's
a pending, there's one application that just got moved from the planning board to the BOA, so that definitely won't be. There's another one that's incomplete, and I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to make it.
For the 6th, maybe the 20th?
I don't even know if it'll make it then.
Okay, we'll have to talk. I don't know if I'd want to have a separate planning board meeting just for this topic. As much as the mayor and I'd like to push it along, that's probably a heavy lift.
Right.
So we'll...
But even if there was another application, I'm sure we could do.
Well, if I'm having a meeting, we could do it. But I don't think I'd have a meeting just for that. There might be vouchers one night, maybe with a little bit of administrative meeting. But it does warrant some discussion because, again, what we're talking about is taking what we, I'll say, encounter more often than not, Risa, I would say, is these applications for site plan waivers. The idea is to take some of those and move them off the docket, I'll say, of the board and put them through an administrative process. So ones that are, I'll call them, simpler, more straightforward, sort of the ones that we all say, oh, gosh, yes, of course, before they're even done testifying.
Right, to make it easier on the applicant and modeled on the sort of Reddington ordinance, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's based on Reddington, but it's really then taking our ordinance and revising the Clinton Township ordinance.
Right.
It's sort of, they started it, if you will, and I think the famous Mr. Drill may have written that ordinance for them.
I can't claim credit for that. That was their planner.
Yeah, and then I know the other member of this ordinance company, Mr. Higgins, is talking about, he's studying the electronic vehicle charging stations thing. So that's a bit of a quagmire to look into. It's not as straightforward as we would like.
And I've monopolized Mr. Higgins' time for the last, I would say, week and a half.
Yes, he mentioned that.
He's been like voluntarily unpaid paralegal, and I got to tell you, I called him up tonight. Thank you. Oh, you don't have to thank me. I said, oh, yes, I do.
But he's good, huh?
Oh, he's really good.
All right.
Good. Environmental Commission, they're working on bylaws and updating their website and social media. They had all kinds of questions, which sort of sent them back up to the council they're interested in the whole green team. They are looking for members, so that's a mayor and council thing. But and they're working on implementing the well testing program again, among other things. So a lot of activity over there.
Yeah.
Anything else from anybody else? If not, is there
first to adjourn.
Lotion.
There you go. He was trying to drop the hint. He didn't want to say.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Who was second?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Second.
Oh, who seconded?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Is there a second?
Kevin or me.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. That time of year.